Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, with today being the first day of fall, the temperatures in many places around the country are beginning to cool. But if camping and RVing is the way you enjoy traveling, the calendar really shouldn't restrict your interests. In fact, maybe it even opens up an array of new possibilities. That's going to be the focus of today's B-Block and our Chief Travel Leader Conversation before Mary and I reconnect with show friend Craig Kirby. This segment of the show is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that are going to surpass your expectations with more than 150 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities, ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
Their points-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership. Wherever travel takes you, go to HiltonGrandVacation.com, look for all their locations you can go visit, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
2 weeks ago, you heard us reconnect with Zane Kirby, CEO of Asta. Today, we're reconnecting with Craig Kirby, the CEO of RVIA, or the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association. No, Zane and Craig aren't related. They do spell their last name a little bit differently. Both are based in the Washington, D.C. area, where you can hear this show on AM 570, AM 1250, and FM 105.1, HD3, WWRC Radio. And as CEOs, both offer us entirely different but great information for these Chief Travel Leader conversations. So let's bring Craig right in on that show hotline.
Craig, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks so much for having me again. It's always nice to be with you.
Well, nice to have you here with us. You know, Mary was just mentioning Zane Kirby, the CEO of the American Society of Travel Advisors, who was on the show with us about 2 weeks ago. And since your organizations are both based there in the D.C. area, have you had any interactions with Zane over the years?
I have not. I have to find out if he's some distant relative of
mine. All right. Well, you have the I for Kirby. He has an E,
yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah,
but
differently.
But who knows? You know, that could have been changed with immigration in the years. But all right, interesting. But all right, so Craig, you know, since we have you here today, I want to get right into something. You know, let's start off with maybe a state of the industry report for me, because certainly the pandemic helped really, you know, fuel big numbers for the RV industry and all outdoor sectors of travel. Today, it's the first day of fall. 75% of 2023 will be over by next weekend. How's the industry looking as we speak?
Well, I think the industry is doing very well, you know, battling some challenging times. You know, higher interest rates and inflation have impacted the industry. However, one of the real interesting things that we've seen, very strong turnout at RV shows. So what that's telling me is that the interest in the RV lifestyle hasn't changed. I think people are waiting for the appropriate time to make the purchase, but in the meantime, they're going out and using their RV and planning to do a lot of camping this fall. As a matter of fact, we found that 38 million Americans plan on going camping this fall. So the RV lifestyle is very strong at this point in time.
So, Craig, I have a couple of other stats. Now, that's a big one, 38 million people this fall. I have a few more in front of me here that I think our show fans tuned in across the country are going to be interested to hear. So I'll just read off a few, and then I have a question. So the RV sector of travel is a $140 billion industry. The average median age of a new buyer is just 32 years old. That really stuck out to me. And about 40% of new RV buyers want to work remotely from their camper. These seem to be really interesting trends. I'm interested in the youthful part of it in terms of new buyers at 32 years old. So talk with us about some of these emerging trends.
Well, you said a lot of what I was going to bring up, so I'm glad it was a good lead in here.
Good mental telepathy there. I like that.
That's right. The median age of an RV owner prior to the pandemic was 53 years old. In 2020, we conducted a survey. The average age of the first-time buyer dropped to 41. 22, the average age dropped to 33. And in 22, the average age dropped to 32. Hmm. And you know, additionally, the demographic makeup of the RV owners is growing more diverse and more reflective of the wider population. So you may ask, you know, why is this happening? Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people who had never considered RVing decided they wanted to vacation, and an RV was a great way to recreate and vacation with family and friends and control your environment. And that's what turned a lot of people on to the lifestyle. And now that, you know, they're RVing for the same reason, the new buyers are RVing for the same reason as the traditional buyers, that, you know, quality time with family and friends, or you want to avoid common travel hassles, or enjoying the great outdoors. But the one really big new one is the ability to work from the road. I think that's had a huge impact.
Well, we've seen that in so many sectors of travel. I would throw something else out, and I'd be curious in your thoughts, you know, is when it's attracting people to RVing more and more these days. You know, we are living in a time with high inflation, when the economy is struggling. RV, it's a good way to save money. So talk about that.
Well, actually, we've done some independent studies, and we found that traveling in taking an RV vacation, even including the purchase price of the RV, is the most economical way to travel compared to traveling in a car and staying in a hotel, or traveling by plane and hotel. And in addition to that, there's an RV at every price point. So that really helps the consumers to see, hey, mm-hmm. this is a way that we can still take our vacation, because you're never going to take vacations away from Americans. They're always going to want to go out and enjoy the great outdoors. And this is a great way to accommodate them to not only vacation, but pursue their passions, whether it be hiking or rock climbing or fishing. So I expect it to continue to be strong.
Good
going
points.
Forward.
Craig, let's look forward a little bit. I think it starts next week. There's the RV open house in Indiana, and I'd love for you to share. I know obviously it hasn't started yet, but I'm sure you have a little bit of an idea of some of the things that will be unveiled for the RVs. What are some expectations or things that you're looking to see that you think will be a little different in RVs?
Well, the industry, like the automotive industry, is moving towards electrification. A number of manufacturers have prototypes that I'm sure will be on exhibit. So I think that's one, not only for electric motorhomes, but also electrified trailer chassis. And 90% of our products are trailers. So this is a wheel assist electrified effort. So I think that's one area that you're going to see we're getting closer to putting it out to the public. Then the other issue that's come up so much is designs that we talked about with the office space within the RV, because so many people are working remotely. Having a built-in office space has become a popular product. Solar panels and batteries, giving people the opportunity to camp off-grid if they so desire. A lot of people want to stay in a campground, and sometimes people want to be totally off-grid, and so now they have that capability with the solar panels and the extra batteries. So there are a lot of exciting things that are coming.
Yeah, interesting office space.
Yeah. Well, when you think about that, certainly that trend, more technology, the digital aspect of mm-hmm. the world we're living. Right now, another month or so, whatever it's going to be, you know, many snowbirds are going to be heading to warmer climate states. We certainly, we're going to see an increase of RVs on the roads with folks heading from whether it's Michigan to Florida or Colorado to Texas or wherever. You know, so getting reservations for the winter months in southern states can be challenging. So folks listening right now around the country, if they don't have them, well, they better get them soon, because otherwise they're just probably not. Any thoughts on this in terms of good resources for finding RV parks at all, Craig? And do you have a favorite time of year that you enjoy RVing most?
Well, I always send people to GoRVing.com as a great resource for everything RVing. And it's got a lot of good information on there. And you're right. You know, one of the things about people wanting to camp not only this fall but also this winter, KOA came out with a recent study and said that 38% of campers plan to camp this winter. And when they did the study last year, they found that only 17% of campers plan to camp that winter.
Interesting.
So it's becoming a more of a year-round activity. So I always encourage people to check not only your national parks, but your state and local parks. We're working with the federal government to extend the camping season at public campgrounds to cover this period, because so many people are looking to go camping during that time period. So, yes, I do encourage everybody, as it is for all travel these days, that you need to think ahead and book ahead.
You do. And do you, I'm not sure you're necessarily RVing for business with your job, but maybe with your family, anytime you really enjoy heading out there for RVing?
Anytime I can get the family scheduled together to work for all of us, that's the time I love to go. That's the challenge. Get everybody's schedules to work now. It's not like when they were much younger, when I could control their schedule a little bit.
Right.
But now they're all working. So when we can find the time, we'd love to do it. And I always like to say, there's never a bad time to create a lifelong memory. And that's basically what you're doing. You take an RV trip.
Yeah, well, you are. Exactly. And, it does, and that could just be even if you're tailgating with it. So GoRVing.com, as you just said, is a great resource for all things RVing. Good place to go, GoRVing.com. Craig, we really appreciate the time today. So give our best to James, Monica, and the team. Look forward to connecting again soon, and hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Yep. Thanks so much for having me. Always nice to be with you.
Thank you, Craig. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Craig Kirby. There he goes, Mary. A very nice conversation with Craig today. And now we got to introduce him to Zane. I guess Scott Kirby, too, over at
United.
There's a lot of Kirby's
right.
in trouble. As Mary and I step aside for some important sponsor messages, RJ on the Open Road is ahead this hour, as is the Destination Spotlight. But next, we're going to look at a new cruise option for your travels. 8 segments to go until we depart for Maui. Stay with us, folks.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.